This is Rob Maynard, public affairs producer for WCLK, and we're joined right now in the WCLK studios by Ryan Maltese. Ryan is the program manager for the Joseph E. Lowry Institute for Justice and Human Rights. You can find them online at lowryinstitute.org. They've got a major event coming up Sunday. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here.
And could you talk to us a little bit about your big event on Sunday?
Of course. Sunday, we are celebrating the 92nd birthday of our esteemed and wonderful leader, Dr. Joseph E. Lowry. So we are excited about doing that. He has graced us and this community and really this world with his hard works, his fights for civil rights and equality, and for many who may not know, of course, he just suffered the loss of Mrs. Evelyn Lowry a little bit earlier this week. She was laid to rest, and it was a beautiful homegoing service. And on Sunday, we're going to have a celebration again in the memory and in life and wonders of what Dr. Lowry has done for this community.
In Atlanta, we're very blessed to have so many of the lions and lionesses of the civil rights movement right here in our midst. And of course, the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel at Morehouse was the site last week for an event. Mixed blessings, sad to lose Evelyn Lowry, but this Sunday, a much different event maybe in tone, although I can't imagine one's going to be there without thinking about the other. What's going to be taking place at the celebration?
Well, at the celebration, the name of the celebration is I've Known Rivers. It's a celebration of life of Dr. Lowry. And in doing that, I think Rivers is kind of the moniker of having to travail so many troubled waters throughout his life. And as you said earlier, Dr. Lowry has been a lion, a stalwart within the fight for justice and human rights. And it's not just during the civil rights movement, but for, you know, decades he has been there. And in doing that, this is a musical celebration. Production manager has done a wonderful job in putting together an artistic format to basically recreate in some way some of the seminal moments of Dr. Lowry's travels. We are honored and pleased to have as our host, Mr. Steve Harvey. We are also going to have a special performance by the wonderful Jamie Foxx. And also that evening, we will be presenting the great Tyler Perry with a Trailblazer Award for all of the work that he has done over the past many, many years.
Wow, those are some serious A-list names being recognized and also helping to recognize Reverend Lowry, whose street I drive on every day on my way here to the AUC. So again, this is taking place Sunday at 6, so we're getting close to the event.
Yeah.
You can get tickets to this event. You can find information on tickets to this event online. Go to lowryinstitute.org, and you can also find tickets at the Morehouse College Bookstore. And can people walk up the day of the event?
They can. Tickets actually are, right now they're priced at $100, $75, $50, and then we've got a student ticket at $25. But we really encourage people to go online to thelowryinstitute.org and purchase their tickets in advance. We've had a tremendous response, and tickets are going to be pretty scarce by the time we get to the weekend. We're grateful to Delta Airlines and the Coca-Cola Company for coming in as premier sponsors and really throwing their full support behind this event. And the city of Atlanta has also responded in kind, and just, you know, tickets are going very, very fast. So we encourage people to go ahead, go online, get your tickets now, because we just can't guarantee that not only we maybe not get the seat that you want, but you may not get a seat at all if you wait till Sunday.
We're talking with Ryan Maltese, program manager for the Joseph E. Lowry Institute for Justice and Human Rights. And, of course, the celebration is Sunday at 6 p.m., celebrating Joseph Lowry's 92nd birthday. Ryan, outside of Sunday, there's another 364 days in the year, and the Joseph E. Lowry Institute for Justice and Human Rights continues its work. Could you talk to us a little bit about what the work of your organization involves.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. And yes, the Lowry Institute is situated on the campus of, you know, this wonderful Clark Atlanta University. And you are correct. We are working 365 days a year. And our main initiative right now is a violence initiative that we are working on. And I say violence particularly as opposed to nonviolence, because that, I think, seems to be one of the key issues in our society on the national level, community level, as well as the global level. And so we are looking under the guise and intelligence of Dr. Lowry. We are looking at how do we combat violence as an institute. And one of the things that we are doing is we're working with change agents. We have a variety of undergraduate change agents who, as we speak, are working with our couple of schools in the Atlanta public school system. And they are working on a conflict management peer mediation model, also doing some peer mentoring and lunchroom buddies things. And really the purpose of this is to teach our young people that there are a variety of ways on how you handle conflict. There are a variety of ways that you can engage violence without necessarily having to be violent. That's one of our programs. Another program we are doing is we're working with, again, Clark Atlanta on their upcoming Domestic Violence Week being put together. I think that's the week of October 13th through the 18th. And so we'll be sponsoring a panel discussion there and doing some other things with some local schools regarding educating the community on how violence affects us in our everyday lives. And then more importantly, what we can do in order to combat it.
You know, so much is said about young people using social networks and videos on their phones. And usually what gets talked about are the bad instances and the instances of violence that are recorded. But I think there's a flip side to that where people can protest bullying and protest violence using those mediums and really get the word across to their peers in the college community or the high school community that this isn't cool and we're not going to stand for it.
That's a great point. And that's something that we're seeing a lot of, students standing up in the manner that they've been trained. And right now with things like Facebook and Twitter and GroupMe and Instagram, you see instances where students are basically taking a stand against bullying, against hazing, against, violence in those particular formats and saying, we are not going to stand for this. We are better than this. We call for everyone else to be better than this as well.
So if people want to follow up on your regular programs, they can go to the same website.
Yes, they can.
That's LowryInstitute.org. We're talking with Ryan Maltese, Program Manager for the Joseph E. Lowry Institute for Justice and Human Rights. Ryan, again, your event is Sunday at 6 p.m. in the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel at Morehouse. Again, describe the event for us and what people will see if they attend this event.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful celebration of the life of our stalwart Dr. Joseph E. Lowry, his 92nd birthday celebration. We call it I've Known Rivers. And if anybody has seen many, many rivers, it has been Dr. Lowry. And we will be celebrating it with our special guests, Steve Harvey, Jamie Foxx, Tyler Perry, and many, many more. And we just encourage everyone to come out and see a wonderful musical production that will begin at 6 o'clock. And it will be something to be seen and remembered for the rest of our lives.
And again, for more information, you can go to LowryInstitute.org, and you can also catch them before they close. You can find out information about this event at the Morehouse Bookstore on campus. Ryan Maltese, Program Manager for the Joseph E. Lowry Institute for Justice and Human Rights, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.